you're off on this. Turn that on. Go ahead, turn on. Or maybe it's. No, that's his screen. That's what's on there. Is your screen?
Yeah. I don't know why it's not showing us.
No, he has us off.
Welcome, everybody. Apologize for the goof up there at the beginning. I started the wrong meeting. I'm thinking, nobody's logging in. Good reason. So let's see. We have a few new people here, too. I gotta admit a few more people in the waiting room. We'll get going.
Sideways. There you go. Okay. You're good. Let me plug it in over there.
Aline, welcome. We can't see your video, but this is, I think, your first time joining us in a while. Welcome. Derek, good to see you still have the coronavirus beard going there. Looks
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Coronavirus
beard. You too. Well, hey, Don, this is Michael. I think you have us clicked off.
No.
No, you're the only one that's unmuted yourself.
Yeah, our video's not showing, and I don't know how to fix it, so you don't get to see me.
that's convenient.
Yeah, that's got to be on your end somehow.
Start my video.
There you go.
Well, there you guys are.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Sorry for a little bit of a late start, but if everybody's ready, Dan is going to lead us in a prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family and friends around them. They say that a hotel in West Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to housebound. Today, a young woman is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are all preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and we remember that yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Today, breathe. Listen behind the factory noises of your panic. The birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is coming, and we always encompass by love. Open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
All right. You would think by now, after all the experience with this, I'd have this down, but today, a couple glitches and things. So I apologize to a couple people who are waiting to join. Everybody's out of the waiting room. Sorry about that. So after our opening prayer here, let's have a laugh. always two ways of saying things, right? Can either be the glass half empty or the glass half full. And I'm sure all of you have seen many, many examples of people's kindness in this time as well. So neighbors acting more neighborly. It's been a time of great blessing. Let's see, how many people were able to see, to attend the Holy Thursday liturgy? A show of hands. Online? Good. How about the Good Friday liturgy? How about the Easter vigil? Apologies on behalf of the parish, but we had some issues. If you saw it, you probably saw it on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, which is when we saw it too. But Diana and I figured, okay, we're going to do a new fire out in the backyard. So we had the new fire set up, everything ready to go. And we like everybody else, we couldn't log in. What happened was the person who's been the videographer recorded it on a higher definition, and it just uploaded so slowly. It wasn't accessible until 11:20. So anyone who was still up at 11:20 and vigilant and trying to get to the vigil and did that, kudos to you. The rest of us, we saw it Saturday morning.
Sunday morning, yeah.
Sunday morning, yeah. All right. But nevertheless, we continue to progress towards sacraments. Yes, sacraments are going to happen. Let's begin with a reflection on the coming Sunday's gospel, which this Sunday is, for the last decade, known as Divine Mercy Sunday. It's the second Sunday of Easter, and it completes the Easter octave. So just as Christmas is such a big celebration, we celebrate it for 8 days, so is the same is true for Easter. So it began Easter Sunday, and every day is a celebration of Easter through and including this Sunday. So the gospel from John is chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Let's see, make sure I have everybody out of, make sure we don't have anybody in the waiting room, okay? There we go. And Trish is going to lead us in that reflection.
A reading from the Gospel of John. When it was evening of that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to him, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet have still come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So the simple four-letter phrase you see before you in this caption for the picture, "Peace be with you," is the message that is repeated more often than any other message throughout the whole Bible, but especially in the Gospels, "Peace be with you," or some version of that, "Peace be with you, do not be afraid." And that's our Lord's message to us constantly, but it makes ever more sense as we continue to adjust to times that are unlike any other time. So with this reading in mind that we've just heard, two questions for journaling, and we'll give us a good amount of time for this, and then we'll listen to one song before we have our faith sharing. So three times in this passage alone, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." In which ways do I need to allow Jesus's offer of peace to transform my heart? Give yourself a good amount of time with that, thinking and reflecting and journaling. And the second question, Jesus asked Thomas to touch the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side. Likewise, Jesus wants us to enter intimately into his passion so we can have an intimate experience of the resurrection. And for a reflection, what exactly does that mean to me at this point in my life, that Jesus is inviting me to such an intimate experience? Okay, time for journaling, and then we'll return for a song and then faith sharing. Okay, just about another minute for the journaling, and then we'll transition right into our praise and worship song.
Church, come
All right. So hopefully you all had a wonderful Easter experience, even though it was different than any that you've probably experienced before. But a chance to share a bit about that, about your connection to the song you just heard, to the two journal entries that we just reflected on. I'm going to go ahead and open up all of the breakout rooms. For if anybody's new from previous weeks, all you need to do is wait for a little bit. There is a delay, but then you'll unmute yourself, and there's an opportunity then for a conversation. There's going to be about five or six people in the group. Team leaders, again, just assist with managing conversations and balancing conversations. I'm going to zoom in and out of groups. I enjoy that quite a bit. And then at a certain point in time, probably in 10 minutes or so, we'll come back to a whole group and continue. All right, so here we go. Remember, there is a delay, so be patient. Okay, everyone, we're going to head off to a break here for a few minutes, about 10 minutes or so. And when we come back, we're going to have a prayer experience. Since this is the octave of Easter, it's also within the novena of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which began on Good Friday. So we're actually going to learn a bit about what that is, that prayer style. And then we're going to join our parish in praying that by joining the video that's posted online. So about a 10-minute break, and we'll come back together.
Well, Sonny, can you wash your hands, please? Because I want you to take the jug out to Kahula.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah?
You know you're not on mute, right?
Oh, geez.
We love you.
Okay, thank you. I'm giving orders to my son.
No worries.
But okay. We all washed our hands.
We did.
That's good. Thank you.
All right, Kim, I'm going to go wash my hands. Thank you for
reminding me. I'm turning this off because you guys don't need to know.
No, we're great. As long as you don't say any hyphenated, consonated Old English verbiage, we're good.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. It could slip out at any time.
That's why I thought I'd show some love and just see if we could take care of that mute button for you.
Yeah, I forgot where it is.
Yeah, it should be down towards the bottom left.
Hey, John Paul, thank you very much for all the Facebook stuff and for your thought processes going on through. And you don't look half asleep half the time at Mass.
Oh, yes. That one time I did sleep early the night before. So, I got ready for that. You know, I was a little, So thank you.
No, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell the priest we appreciate the heck out of him, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and Father Joe has his well-deserved day off today. So,
Very good. What are you doing his day off?
I don't know. I haven't seen him, and I did not look for him, so.
Yeah.
Yep. So he's been the main guy getting all of the liturgy services ready since last week. So he got quite pretty busy.
No, that's good. Well, you guys are doing a good job.
Yeah. Thanks.
I don't care what the mission says about y'all.
What's that?
Nice now there, Mike.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know those rascals over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. God bless them.
God bless them all.
How's everyone doing?
Good. Good.
Good.
Good to see so many people.
I know.
Mhm.
Hey, Rochelle.
Hey, JP.
How are you?
Fantastic. And yourself?
I am well.
Good stuff. How's Katie doing?
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that me?
Yeah. Oh. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Yes.
If you were any better, you'd have to rename yourself JP, right?
Yes. How did you know?
Just a lie.
You know what? I will show everybody this since we're on Zoom. So for my work, I haven't seen my whole division now for about a month and a half. So this is what I made them. One sec.
Oh, I hope you don't throw darts at that.
No. Because they can't work with me, this is what I keep with me when I'm working.
Nice.
I'm sure they would love that I'm showing you all their pictures.
It's all good.
You see him? Look. See that?
Oh, look, we have a puppy.
Did it get too cold outside, Michelle? Did it get too cold outside?
Today? Today's really nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. No, Michelle and Eric were sitting out.
Eric.
Oh no,
we were sitting. We're in our kitchen. We just had our that was our sliding glass door. It was beautiful out though. Eric barbecued a tri-tip, and it was so nice outside. So we were just kind of sitting in our kitchen, so we can still keep track of what's going on out there, you know, with the little ladies. So.
Definitely a day to play hooky and go outside and just play.
Everybody frogs.
I like tri-tip.
Mm-hmm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The Novena to Divine Mercy. Fifth day. Today, bring to me the souls of those who have separated themselves from the Church. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who have separated themselves from your Church. Draw them by your light into the unity of the Church, and do not let them escape from the abode of your most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too come to glorify the generosity of your mercy.
My apologies, it occurred to me that we had one more slide to watch. For those of you who've never prayed the Divine Mercy Prayer, it might be good to look at how that's done. So allow me to show you a slide for that. All right. So as you can see, the Divine Mercy Prayer is traditionally prayed with a rosary. And you know the five decades of the rosary. But before that, there's the crucifix. Then there's the Our Father bead, the three Hail Mary beads, and then the Our Father bead for the first decade. So when we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, just like any prayer, we make the sign of the cross. We pray an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and an Apostles' Creed. The same way we start a rosary, but in different order. Rosary is usually the Apostles' Creed first, then the Our Father and Hail Mary, but we'll be led through that. Then on the Our Father bead, the bead that precedes each of the 10 decades, we pray this prayer. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. So the person who's leading will say that. And then the response from the whole group for each of the 10 beads that are normally associated with the Hail Mary on the rosary is, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And you do this for 5 decades. And instead of announcing a mystery, praying on Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, we keep in mind the great divine mercy, what God desires for the mercy of souls, to have all souls to be saved, to accept the gift of salvation that he offers on the cross. So we're praying for those who have died and who are dying, especially those who have not met God's mercy yet. We pray for all those who are in great need of God's mercy as we keep praying, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And then it concludes with two triptych prayers, one that goes, Holy God, Holy Mighty, one, Holy Immortal, one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Pray 3 times. And then oftentimes at the end, the prayer the short prayer that's at the bottom of the image in our church and in most images in churches, Jesus, I trust in you, is said 3 times. Okay. All right. So again, we'll be led through this And really, all we'll need to say is, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And it's said so many times that you'll get with it real quickly. All right. Okay, we'll return to our prayer. My apologies for that.
Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of those who have separated themselves,
who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in his most compassionate heart. Bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And so we come to a conclusion here with the image of what we all long for. And the reality is, as much as we're impatient and want to get back to that and long for that, God's mercy can come to us in so many ways. And sacraments are active within us in between the times when we receive them, even when that is a seemingly very long time. So with that in mind, before we end tonight, we'll say thank you, first of all, to John Paul for his leading us in the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Yesterday it was the two priests, so I assumed it was them again. So surprised, John Paul. Thank you very much. So the question before us, when are Easter sacraments going to be? Well, as soon as possible. That conversation again with Father Leon. Our best guess will be Pentecost. Pentecost is May 31st, would be the Sunday when we would set up the celebration and reception of Easter sacraments for everyone. So it would be probably around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That would be our best guess. If we were to guess when we might be able to start coming back to church, we'd be hopeful if we were doing that in 4 weeks, like mid-May. All that's a guess. No one knows. A lot of this has to do with our civil leaders and public health, and our Archbishop has been honoring that. But when the Archbishop says we can come back to church, we'll flock back. And we want to make sure that we have enough time for families to know from a distance to come and gather. So we are quietly saying, let's plan on that Sunday. And I think it's going to be about 2 or 2:30. We'll finalize that when we actually can finalize it. But when you think about it, that's 6 weeks away. 6 weeks in our lifetime is really rather brief and goes by pretty quickly. So anything that's worth waiting for too, something like that is worth waiting for. So even though we don't have the new fire, we'll have the fire of Pentecost as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the church and the church becoming the incarnate body of Christ as Christ ascends and the Holy Spirit descends. And that would be most perfect day. If it couldn't be the Easter Vigil, a most perfect time for the reception of sacraments. So let's keep that in our prayers that that will work. But certainly, if that be God's will, that's exactly what we'll do. All right. All right. With that said, this actually was a week that we weren't going to be meeting. It was going to be a break week. I got things out by email, and I didn't chase it with a text until tonight. I didn't think about that. So it might be the reason why we have a few less people than we've had before. But we'd like to meet again next week. And the idea that Diana would like to propose, and I want to see a thumbs up if everybody agrees, is that we're going to begin with a social, and then we'll do something light and prayerful. But we're going to do a happy half hour. So we're going to have everybody log in at 7 o'clock. Oh, I already got thumbs up. A half hour with your favorite beverage, and we'll toast each other and our patience in waiting for sacraments. And we'll just have a fun time. We can maybe look at the possibility of getting some breakout groups just to socialize too, because I know it's hard with something this large. So happy hour. Don't shorten it to a half hour. Okay, Kelly, we got that. Maybe part of our hour will be prayerful too. All right. So with that said, we wish you God's grace still active and alive in your hearts. And may the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As always, I'll leave this open for people who want to continue to enjoy and act. All right. Otherwise, we'll see everybody Tuesday.
Before everybody goes, is everybody leaving? Yeah. Can you hear me, God?
Yeah.
Everybody's unmuted.
Okay, Don, so I know that you've been praying for every one of us, both you and Diana, consistently. And so what I'd like to ask tonight is, since the group is all still here, and we still have 10 more minutes, what are your prayer requests for you and Diana that we can be lifting you up in prayer over the next few weeks?
Well, that's easy. Our prayer, when people ask us for prayer, it's always our own family. So pray for my family, especially my two daughters. You've probably met Becky and Justin, and Justin's very fragile. with one lung and asthma. So they've been holed up literally. I haven't come out of their house for 5 weeks. And of course, you know, my other daughter and my son-in-law are physicians, so they're on the front line. So if you keep our family in prayer, that's we'd appreciate that for sure.
Got it.
And the other thing I would say is keep in prayer the youth and the children who have been going through our stay as well. So they're on hold just like you are. Not to mention all of the children who are preparing for First Communion. We've got lots of people who are longing for sacraments, so we'll join them all in solidarity. Thanks for asking, Katie.
They're both doing it.
I have a request.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'd like our saint lady to do a little homework this time.